And they stay there.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Frog Week on the Tobin and Leroy Show. As our boy Tobin is out, although he was kind enough to take a break from his vacation and join us in the first hour to give us a boots on the ground review.
Oh, how was he?
Man, smitten.
That's smitten.
That's probably the best way to describe
it. I love that word,
smitten. Not only did he get his favorite thing of seeing children dressed in Steph Curry jerseys crying on the way home, he also got to see Jimmy Butler completely freeze in front of the home crowd. House of Highlights and Bleacher Report and NBA.com will tell you that he was met with cheers and he acknowledged the crowd and blah, blah, blah. Real ones know he was met with boos every single time he touched the ball.
But he was applauded.
Yeah. There was a mix.
When his name was announced.
They played the video and there was a mixed response for sure. Because
Bobby Marks of ESPN was on first Get Up and he was kind of disappointed with the Miami Heat fans.
You know, that's another thing that I saw old scum Steve Kerr say afterwards. People were asking him.
Fair weathered, that's what he said.
Fair weathered fans. That's, he literally brought up the weather. He literally mentioned that South Florida is a great place to live in, but it never really got raucous as you would expect. Like, for example, a Boston would, because Boston is such a miserable place with miserable people. Of course they would be angry in any other scenario, much like Philly, another place of miserable people in a miserable city. Dump of America, if I will. Other than that, Steve Kerr had the nerve, after getting spanked, to disparage the Miami Heat crowd. But I know the truth. We know the truth. What do you guys think? They played the video, and we had Mike Biamonte hit him with the Jimmy Butler. Were we okay with that? Or, you know,
I'm okay with that. Listen, everybody's trying to be professional.
Yeah.
Which is more than I could say for Jimmy.
Everybody on this side is trying to be professional.
And so what I would say is this. Here's the thing that I'm amazed with. Why is everybody shocked the way Jimmy played? That's the way Jimmy played when he was with the Heat the last few months.
Well, look, no one is shocked as a Heat fan. We've seen this all the time. But I guess from the outside looking in, the lore of Jimmy Butler surrounds him that when you piss off that bear, it doesn't matter. He's going to come to play. But
he's not a pissed off bear.
Look, I mean, look, you thought he was going to drop 50, Vlad.
I didn't forget. I did think that he was going to be petty. And the question was who was going to be petty.
Yeah.
So I thought that definitely if he was going to be petty.
Leroy said he was going to drop 40.
No, Leroy didn't think that. Leroy was against. He was the one that was going.
Like that.
He differed. He said, no, that's not.
No, I didn't.
It's never been his MO. That's never been his MO. That's what Leroy said. So, therefore, yeah, for the pettiness and for the drama, because, you know, we all love drama, TNT or Triple G, either way. We all love drama. So, for the drama, for the simple fact that TNT picked up this game, they moved other games, picked up this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted to see that.
You know what I would have loved to hear? Kaboom.
You know.
Couldn't do it.
No. You couldn't do it. But the game went the way the Miami Heat would have wanted. It was like, it was, if there was a game plan, that was to a T. When's the last time they shot 68% from 3-point line?
Oh, my God. I've never seen that. That was an Alec Burks career game yesterday. That was amazing.
But the
17 for 28, 68%.
Come on.
The only problem I have with the Heat is that for the last few years, you've been playing Russian roulette with players in hopes that one of them would get hot. And it's paid off most of the time. And now it's not. Because sometimes you change the lineup and it's still the same result. And so that's where I think this caught up to Miami. As far as Jimmy dropping 50, like, Jimmy has done it, but that's not his MO. His MO is 17 to 20, two steals, 5 to 10 rebounds, 5 to 10 assists. That's what he is.
My question
to you, Vlad, is as great as Jimmy is, and I'm not disputing that, can Jimmy be your number one based on the style of basketball that he plays?
No.
Right. And the Heat got away with it for a very long time.
Well, when he was younger,
right,
he could get away with it. But he's going to be 37. And look, I've always said this. I agree with Pat not giving him the extension. You're not going to – it doesn't make sense to give somebody a two-year extension when they're already signed and the extension is when he's going to be 39. I'm not giving nobody $60 million when he's 39 unless you're LeBron James. You're not. Sorry, can't do it. Mm-mm. But my whole thing was you knew where this was going to lead to. Both parties knew where it's going to lead to. And at the end of the day, both parties stood to the MO. The Heat, first-class organization, did things their way. No stain on their jacket, no stain on their cloth. And Jimmy, well, Jimmy showed who Jimmy has always been from Chicago to Minnesota to Philadelphia to here, and he got his way. So, at the end of the day, everybody got what they wanted. Because now you got Andrew Wiggins, who's playing hell of basketball the last three games.
Maple Jordan.
Hey, I'm telling you what, I was more shocked, not by his scoring ability, because he's a smooth scorer, right? But the way he defended the wing, that right there was something special.
I even tell Tyler, you know, I know Jimmy kind of bodied him for
Tyler,
the first one.
Tyler tries to slap the floor.
Yeah, exactly. He was doing a lot of scooting. He was doing a lot of scooting. But, yeah, people got by him pretty quickly. But, man,
I think
was on
it. Here, and I'm not saying Wiggins is better than Jimmy, but I would say this. Wiggins is more of what the Heat need because you can count on that 20, 25 points on a nightly basis, right? And when scoring the last couple of years has been non-existent, and when you've been searching for scoring and adjusting your lineups accordingly, whether through injury or guys getting cold or whatever, I think it's a perfect fit. And it allows, if Bam is that aggressive, I do believe that they have a three-headed monster that can score enough points. If Bam is not, then you're on the lookout for another 20 points from somebody else. And that's hard to do when you have a roster of 15 guys and you don't know who you can go to on from night to night. And that's what has plagued the Miami Heat the last couple of years, is that they got guys who can score, but not guys you can depend on scoring every night. Otherwise, they wouldn't be coming off the bench.
He was minus 19. You saw that his plus minus was minus 19. That's
well, 1 point. You know what's not minus 19?
Yeah, what's that?
His bank account.
Oh, no. He's winning at life, totally. This is the only thing I have. Yesterday was my Super Bowl.
Well, your NBA final.
Super Bowl.
You're not getting that either.
Well, that's why yesterday was all in one, baby. All in one. You can throw a World Series in there, too, based off how this team's looking.
You're definitely not going to see.
4-2 against the Yanks.
What? Minor league?
Spring training.
Yeah.
Can't even name. I, like, went to the roster to see if I can, like, talk about this and say, hey, this person hit a home run. And I was like, who the hell is this guy? God bless the Marlins.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Will you?
Yes.
Did you do the 4-for-4 deal? Four hot
no,
dogs?
No, I'm covering the game.
Oh, that to me.
I'm actually going to go see these people that made the roster. Ah. So after the game, I'm going to get a book,
book.
Marlins book and see who these players are.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely going to have to find
a baseball reference book and be like, hey, okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Hey, man, you're at ground zero. So I appreciate
it. It's going to be like that tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, it's going to be a packed house. They played us the Pirates, Paul Skeens.
Oh.
Maybe Livy Dunn will be there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they are dating, aren't they?
Yeah,
they What about, isn't there a guy? No, he plays for the Reds. Don't they have like a, no, I think he plays for the
Pirates. O'Neill Cruz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
He's fast.
Very fast. Isn't that crazy when you talk about Marlins games? You're like, oh, what team is coming on in? You know, who, what star am I going to see from the opposing team?
Oh, yeah.
That's fun. We got more on the Tobin and Leroy show. I mentioned it earlier. We're going to play a little bit of Family Feud. You never know what kind of silliness is going to pop up on there. Also, don't forget, we got 4 Miami Heat tickets to give away. We are giving away 4 Miami Heat tickets for you to see the Grizzlies on April 3rd. That is right around the corner. That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Ben. Oh, hello!
I know who this is.
Who's this?
Rod Stewart.
Well, you're not supposed to know. You got 4 in a wrong, and I was trying to see if I could.
I didn't get 4 in a wrong. I just forgot.
You okay. Didn't answer it, though.
What's the semantic samurai stuff you just did right here? I just didn't get it right.
I've been in a deep dive into Avengers Doomsday.
Doomsday?
Yeah.
The hell is that?
Avengers Doomsday? The second, you know.
You talking about Endgame?
The next chapter. Oh, after.
What the hell? Is that not out yet or something like that?
Yeah, because you know who.
Oh, you're talking
when about. When is it?
You know who. You know, remember the main character got kicked off, but now he's back. Majors.
Oh, so they're not doing the Robert Downey Jr. is also.
Yeah, he died.
No, but he's also Victor Von Doom now or something like that.
Yeah.
Did he die or did he wink?
Wink.
No, he died. They had a funeral and everything.
They did. They did have a funeral. But. Things have changed.
I just don't believe that happens anymore in movies.
That's
Someone always shows up randomly.
That is fair. That is a fair assumption.
But what's his name? Is it not Johnny? Is it Johnny Majors? John Majors?
Yeah, Jonathan Majors.
I think
just when his name was starting to get good, and all of a sudden,
hey, you know who Miss Majors is, right?
Yeah,
you're giving him a lot of issues.
Megan, okay,
but
here's what happened. The audio was from the previous incident from when he got in trouble.
Yeah.
It seemed to me like he said that, yeah, he was a little, you know, handsy.
Yes, I did do it. Like, he essentially admitted
an altercation that happened. No,
yeah.
During that time.
But the audio came out recently, but this was during the initial.
Right, the audio came now because right now he has a movie that's supposed to come out that's supposed to be real. Like, yeah, he really good acted his ass. Yeah, he acted his ass off, so it's supposed to be the one.
Like him being like a bodybuilder, right?
I don't really know. Something to that effect.
I think he's being a bodybuilder.
It was a movie that was supposed to come out before when he was, you know, on all the Marvel, and he was supposed to be the next big star, and obviously got halted during domestic.
Oh, now we're getting there.
Domestic assault, and now.
You know where I remember him from? Lovecraft Country. Remember that?
Now he's back. He's back.
Yep.
We'll see.
Either one or two things.
Yeah.
Good of an actor?
He is pretty good.
Or what happened was a little bit overstated.
Yeah, sometimes maybe it's a bit of both.
It's a little bit of both, and maybe, you know, there's some people in Hollywood that don't want him to shine.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah, that could also be the case. Everybody was cool with Robert Downey Jr. when he was the star, but I'm going to tell you this. He was on the road to recovery, too.
Yes. A troubled past, indeed, but he worked his way back, became...
Yep. I'm all for it. Listen.
Tony Stark.
I hate when we get on social media and TV and we judge. Like, you can't never be caught in a in a bad spot in life and you got to rebuild your image and stuff like that. It happens. You know, that's not taking anything away from the harm or the damage you may have done to someone, but everybody should have that opportunity to fix it. And we tend to stand on our soapbox, look at other people's issues, and want to be the judge and the jury for somebody else. Until your butt get caught in a situation, then you want everybody to be understanding.
Well, Leroy, I agree. On this show, we give second chances. Got a few players that the Dolphins have picked up who are looking for a second chance, including the MILF Hunter himself, Zachary Wilson.
Don't call him Zachary.
Why? It's a new guy, new identity.
Nothing says you got a baby face and you look like you're 12, like Zachary. When you become an adult, that Zachary becomes Zach.
Zach.
That's why he's the Hunter.
Interesting. Well,
Zach Wilson.
Really? You know any grown men you still call Zachary?
No, I don't. I actually only do.
Yes.
You do? No, but they still in the picture, or did you crop them out? Because he called himself Zachary. Yeah. Zachary? Out. Solo.
Well, he may have dropped the latter part of his name as he grew. But we also have a quarterback who is looking to improve, and this is what Zach Wilson had to say in regards to what he has improved since becoming a Dolphin.
Just processing in the NFL, just pocket awareness, the ability to kind of progress more smoothly through my progressions and get the ball to my hands, and just maybe my understanding of the game, I feel like, has just increasingly gotten better since my first year in the league.
I would say if you start hanging out with people your age and the speed and the quickness in which they move will get you caught up to speed.
Okay.
Instead of moving around with them slow movers.
Okay. With them geezers.
Hey, cougars still move, man.
Yeah, but
at their own pace. Slow-mo.
Aaron Rodgers, just not, though. Didn't work out. Too old.
You think he has any chance of going to Pittsburgh?
I mean, if he wants to.
But the problem is that do you think both of these individuals are working themselves into a corner where that's their only option?
Oh, absolutely. Pittsburgh's looking nasty right now. You lost Justin Fields. You lost Russell.
Right. What if I told you the Steelers are moving up to get a quarterback?
Yeah, they could get Shadur. Either they get Shadur or they get
would
McCord.
Would they
get McCord from Syracuse? You know, Syracuse?
The build of a Pittsburgh quarterback
is McCord.
Is more along the lines of Jackson Dart.
Yeah, I don't like Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart, I think he throws
the ball better than anybody.
I think Dart's going to New Orleans.
Cool name.
I think Kyle McCord is going to go to Pittsburgh.
Not that cool of a name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kyle McCord is also another guy that we heard big things about early on. And he transferred, and he did light it up at Syracuse.
That's perfect.
Let's hear from newly acquired wide receiver for the Dolphins, Nick Westbrook. What is his other last name?
Kine?
Akine? That makes sense. I-K-H-I-N-E. Which, like, I hate that people are doing this now, man. Like, this has actually been happening for a while, but Jimmy Butler turns into Jimmy Butler III. This guy's added.
That was always Jimmy Butler's name, though.
Yeah, I know, but you know what?
Yeah, but he did it with a reason.
What's his
reason? Like, I would have, like,
to honor his father?
In a truly.
I mean, we know why he chose number 10.
In a truly petty move, I would have put Junior on the back of my jersey.
Oh.
Right? Only because...
Of Tim Hardaway?
No.
Oh.
Only because when they ask, you're a junior, then the questions would be about my father. And then I could, you know, hey, when you find him, let me know. Right? Something like that.
So are you a junior, actually?
I am a junior.
Oh, wow.
But me and my pops are good now. Oh, we're like, think about this.
Yeah.
My dad, from the time I left high school to the time I got done with football, only went to one of my games.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's just what our relationship was, and we fixed it. And, you know, he's a firm believer, as long as you breathe in air, you can fix a situation. Mm. So we fixed it. We good now. We've been to more football games after I got done with football than we did when I played football.
I'm sad.
Think about that.
Well, at least you know he wasn't after your money.
I'm sad and happy now.
Why?
I mean, that
it,
was... Marcus
to
was
me,
trying to do silly sauce, and then you just turned, turned into a reconciled story. Like,
here's the deal. To me, it's not a sad story.
Yeah.
It's a story.
Not a sad story because it got resolved, and that's...
Right.
Right. It went from sad to happy.
Exactly. I talked to my dad three times a week.
This was like a Dr. Phil episode in like 2 minutes.
In 2 seconds.
But you know what it is? I always tell the story for this reason. Because there are so many fathers that are in their kids' life, and you have something that nobody else has. Time. Right? The kid don't need nothing from you. He just wants your time. And you can give that. I don't care what your situation is. Don't ever feel like you have nothing to offer your kids. So from that standpoint, it's a lesson learned. And like, me and my dad are cool now. But yeah.
Me and my dad are like best friends, and I'm out here trying to cry. Like, what's going on?
because let me tell you why. Because you know that there are situations out there, you know, like that. And so I tell my story just so maybe somebody will hear it and say, you know what? You're right. You're right. I'm a go do the right thing. And you know what I mean? Like, kids don't know the definition of deadbeat dad. Kids don't know all that, right? All they know is if dad is there or not. So you can be a broke dad, you still dad.
That's much better than the clip I was going to play about.
I'm saying, we were talking about... it was all about Nick Westbrook and Kine. And then all of a sudden... On International Women's Month, we're talking about, you know, fathers. I'm just saying,
it's
I'm all down for that.
Turntables.
Everyone, listen.
Call your father.
I do say this, though, every time I go into Publix.
Yeah.
I'm like, look here.
People are out here cutting onions.
I'm just saying.
I do say this. I say, how come on Mother's Day you can barely get into the front door of Publix without balloons, treats, sweets, and all that? Then on Father's Day, they have a 12-pack of Bud Light and a steak shaped like Florida.
You know what's going to happen, right? You know what? During the commercial break, you know what commercial is going to play. Hey, Mom. Hi.
Oh, my God. When are you coming to
Columbia? Busy, Mom.
I've heard that commercial.
Yo, we got to me. You play this segment and that commercial right after that. That's it. You got to call your parents, man. You got to call your parents.
You know, think about this. Like, moms and sons have a different relationship. Otherwise, there would be no such thing as mommy guilt. Y'all know what I mean. Y'all know what I mean. Your mom be like, I sure wish somebody could come over here and cut this grass. Mm. I can't afford these lawn guys. They too expensive. All right, Mama, I'll be right over. Right? And then she say, you know, you don't have to do this. Yes, I did.
Take those wise words, call your parents if you can, and we'll be back with more Tobin and Leroy when we come back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome on in. It is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Want to welcome you guys. You can catch us on YouTube, Twitch, Miami 560 QAM. Catch us on the Odyssey app, but it seems Odyssey app glitched during our first hour. And unfortunately, if you go back to the rewind feature, you won't be able to listen to the first hour, which did have some pretty good content. So you'll be able to go back in our YouTube stream. That's why it's good to be on all of these multiple platforms. So you can see our boy Show Pony, who checked in and gave us a boots on the ground report, although we will be talking more Miami Heat and hearing from our players in 15 minutes of Heat coming up next hour. With all that being said, I want to get into this. I wanted to know if you guys have seen this viral morning routine that has been circulating along the internet. Leroy, have you had a chance to see this? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you haven't seen it. Because if I say morning routine, then you know what I'm talking about. Have you seen anything in regards to a ridiculous morning routine currently circulating the internet, Leroy?
No.
Okay. J-Fig, have you seen this?
I haven't actually paid attention to it, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So I will introduce you guys to this concept here. I am going to kind of show you and describe to our radio audience what this consists of and how it is now sweeping the internet because of simply how ridiculous this is. I believe this man is a fitness influencer, a former running back, because I did see him some of his high school highlights. But what is really more important than whatever he may be doing is how he documents his morning. And it starts as early as 3 a.m. And if I'm not mistaken, here, let's just go ahead and take a look and see if I can put this to the camera for now. This gentleman here, it starts at 3:50 a.m. He begins brushing his teeth. He goes outside. It's 4 a.m. now. He does some weird push-ups for about 10 seconds. He breathes for a little bit. He opens up his first journal of the day, meditates, goes on to another book. Mind you, this is 4 a.m. He's now watching some church-related material. This is 5:30 a.m. And this is what's actually going crazy now. He dips his face into Saratoga water, which is very expensive water. It's the new Fiji. Then he gets, you know, his facial features.
Hold on. He's doing way too much.
Did he just take the skin
from the banana
and
from
wipe
banana,
it on his
and
face.
Wipe it off. Correct, his, wipe correct, it on his face.
I have heard that you do that to your teeth, it whitens your teeth or something like that.
I'm sure there's benefits to it.
Probably the acid on it on the banana.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's definitely benefits to it. Bananas have been known to have a lot of different remedies. I know you can put them.
You know, to see my morning routine.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we can put that on the internet, but yeah, I would love to hear your morning routine.
I get up when I go golfing.
Nathan is asking a very important question. At what time does he put on a shirt?
Oh, I can tell you. Yeah, let's go back to it. I think it's like 5:45. What else is in your morning?
I get up at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I move a dog.
When we used to do morning show, I used to wake up. My alarm was at 3:30 a.m.
What time you got there?
I wasn't late to that show, okay, sir? There was no traffic.
Because there was no traffic.
Or trains.
When we had the morning show, I could go right. I didn't have to go to Gratney.
Oh, yeah, you go straight through.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was an ungodly time to wake up, if I'm being honest. It was very strange. All right, look, let's watch this one more time.
Oh, wait, let me ask you a question.
Routine. Yes.
Relatively young, so he probably didn't play running back that long.
And he did not make the NFL, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw high school.
Then why
didn't
say football star?
Because, I don't know, he's like...
You got to give him some kind of credibility.
Why? Other than that, really, he just, you know, he's shirtless on Instagram. That's really what he does. What everyone's getting crazy about, though, is the fact that he...
Who is this guy?
His name is Ashton Hall. He is a fitness influencer, like I mentioned here.
After the banana on the face, the banana peel on the face.
Yeah.
What is next?
All right, let's get back into it again.
He dips his face in the water a lot.
He dips his face in the water almost too much. You see this Saratoga water? This is expensive water that we're talking about. He like rinses his mouth with it. Mind you, we're at 4 a.m. He's like lotioning his beard. He's giving himself a trim up. In these weird little push-ups that he does here.
And first of all, all them muscles, he ain't play running back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how tall he really is, how big he's. He looks swole. He definitely looks swole, but
you know,
if you're swole in 5 foot six,
that's the quickest reading of it. That's skimming. He's not even reading. He's skimming.
He's writing.
Now,
he gets some
was he reading or writing?
All right. So
he's
now,
writing. Now he puts lemon and water.
So instead of drinking lemon water, he
puts it on his face.
All right. Finally.
First shirt 603. Yeah.
Finally, someone's helping him. He has an assistant apparently who's awake at this time helping him.
What's
do
all this stuff for a bag?
This is a new routine, by the way. I haven't even seen this one. He goes down.
This is different.
This is 6:17 a.m. He's finally in the gym within his a lot of different.
Wait, in his house?
Yeah, in his not his house, his apartment building. He's in the steam room now. Got to get the steam going at 6:45. He's very fit.
30-minute steam.
Can't take that away from him.
What was that? Wait, did he even work out?
No, that was just a steam room. You know, he got to get going. 7 a.m. now.
How long was that steam?
40 minutes.
40 minutes of steam. Now he's getting to his workout of just running in a parking lot of some sort. 7:20 a.m. He jumps higher than all of us. There you go.
Channing can't do
just
that.
Just want to let you know.
Hey.
Broke both his feet.
No lie. That's where Channing broke both his feet.
Okay.
More of this water, which, by the way, the sales of this water have increased by over 1,000%.
Because of him?
Because ever since these videos have gone viral. Here comes a banana part. This is Vlad's favorite part.
Possibly. No, it's not.
He puts
what
it.
What the? What is he?
Just rubs it first. Like he has smooth baby skin.
I have smooth baby skin. I don't got to do that.
Now you need more bananas. Now, look at this.
Your phone turned off.
It is 9:19 a.m. at this point, and he finally got to his first meal and sees himself going viral because, of course. And then,
is the meal him? Wait, come on. At 9:18?
9:18 is when he begins his. This is the morning routine so far that is sweeping the internet right now.
He got to go to bed at like 7:30 at night, huh?
I'd hope so. Yeah. I mean, we're talking 3:40 a.m. is the time that he wakes up. He does his entire routine and begins work at around 9:00 something. It's a full day's work. He's 6 hours already.
Staying way too much.
6 hours of just doing nothing but wiping banana peel on his face.
Banana peel. I've been
washing his face with
Saratoga water.
Notice Leroy has not fat shamed him. I swole shamed him. Is that different?
Now you can swole shame somebody.
I just really feel that there's no winning with you, Leroy. I really don't understand. If I'm too skinny, I'm a windsock. If I'm too big.
No. You know what too swole look like.
That guy potentially. Like, but to me, it's like, okay, so then you need to be the ideal amount of swole to be accepted by Leroy.
No.
I strive for that.
I want to see what the perfect human is.
One day, I don't know.
Listen. Hold on.
I just want you to be proud of me, Leroy.
Everybody is perfect in their own way.
Well,
right?
You don't make me feel perfect.
What do you mean? I mean, listen. What I would say.
Well, you don't
everybody,
make you feel perfect.
Everybody is bro? If everybody is their perfect, whatever they are, right? Yeah. But if you come into a room that I'm in your perfect self, and wear clothes two sizes too small, now I got to comment. I don't want to because I believe.
You don't have to comment.
No. I don't want to.
No, you don't.
I don't want to.
I don't want to.
You don't have to. You want to.
You've been doing a good job. You've been doing a good job this Lent, Leroy.
I haven't. Huh. Especially, let me tell you something. Yeah. Y'all was there.
Yep.
That damn weekend, last weekend made it tough.
Why?
Because when I went back on like Friday and Saturday night,
yeah,
and had some drinks,
woo.
You know, something is like alcohol. Sometimes to me is like super juice. I start seeing things out of the corner. Did you see that? And I look over, and yep, that's what I thought.
Why didn't you tell us you were there Friday night?
Huh?
Why didn't you tell us you were there?
Because I came.
We could have gone to watch you.
Oh no, I was good. I was good. Listen.
Oh, he might. You know what? He might have been shaming a lot then.
That's what it is.
And there was nobody there.
He wanted to shame in peace.
No one was watching.
Hey,
shame in peace.
I work on the honor system. I'm good with that.
Wow.
See.
Y'all misunderstand.
You ever notice that when I talk about people, it is never their body as much as what they're wearing.
Well,
like, you can be you, but why are you trying to wear smaller clothes than me? And you bigger than me? See what I'm saying? He says, so Chunky 52 was perfect. Yes. But he shouldn't have been wearing slim 25 jersey.
Shirt size.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's shaming.
Well, that's clothing
that's
shaming.
Not, no, that's not fat shaming.
That's clothing shaming.
I'm just
technicalities like, right here.
So call Lizzo perfect, Leroy.
Lizzo's perfect? Hey, Lizzo slimmed down recently, if I'm not mistaken.
Listen.
She has.
Lizzo is happy with who she is.
Oh, yeah, she
is. I'm happy with that. The only thing I would say is
that Ozempic.
If you go into a basketball game,
hey, let be who you are.
I would prefer you not putting your hams on the chair.
Mm. Your what?
Your what?
Your what?
Your hands or hams?
Hams.
That's fat shaming.
No, it's not.
That's 100%. Yes.
No, that's hypothetical fat shaming. Yes, no. That's hypothetical. No. That's hypothetical.
I'm saying hams. I'm saying hams not because she had hams. I'm just saying hams because of butts.
Talking about her hamstrings.
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 Gotcha. No, stop with the technicalities. You guys are helping them out.
I'm just saying. Gotcha. I'm not. No. Listen.
That one makes sense.
Everybody is beautiful. I believe that. You can find beauty in everybody.
In their mother's eyes.
Yes.
No. Even in my eyes.
No, I feel like
that's like I always look at somebody and say, "Oh, I can see
in everyone."
I still don't believe that love is blind, though. Nah, or married at first sight. That's the biggest joke on TV right now. Let me say, you ever dated somebody you ain't never saw for a long period of time? Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you watch a TV show where a whole bunch of people do it.
But you do have one night stands, though.
Huh?
You could meet somebody within minutes and then boom.
One night stand?
You can, yes. But you see them. You see them. Could you do that on the phone?
Wow. Craigslist?
No.
Craigslist? No. Just kidding. Hey, listen, you know what? You are
isn't Leroy.
This is getting a little too out of hand.
I'll just say.
Control yourselves.
Anybody could be catfish.
All of you.
They say, isn't Leroy the same guy who says sometimes you need a slump buster? Everybody needs the Charlotte Hornets in their life.
Everybody needs a spot starter, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always
like
got to call
bullpen
the
bullpen game.
You got
to
have a You got to have a long reliever. Always have a long reliever.
Hey, all right. Well, I'm out the game right now. So I only have, my pitcher right now going 9 innings.
No, you got your ace. You got your ace.
I got my ace.
But, you know, single Vlad, you know.
Got a bullpen?
You always got to have a bullpen.
Hmm. This true, Figgy?
Ladies got bullpens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Wait, Jennifer, before you say anything.
What did I do?
Let me tell you this. You are the only person on this show that has said, I called them because I needed somebody to go to the concert.
Oh, come on.
What is that? That's right.
That's a call to the bullpen.
That's a call to the bullpen right there.
That is friend.
Oh, whatever it is.
She got him.
You called to the bullpen.
Unacceptable.
Those friends. Huh? Relax.
No. See, here's what you do. You call to the bullpen and then you get rid of all the evidence.
Damn. You send them back to single A immediately, huh?
Yeah.
Not even triple A, single A.
She got a whole bunch of 10-dayers.
Oh, man. Players.
Yep.
You guys are painting a terrible picture of me. It's not true.
No, we're not.
Sue Falls it is.
The only picture we painting right now is you single. That's it. That means you can...
like an insult. Thanks.
No.
Loser.
People could choose to be single or not. If you ain't found Mr. Right, then you
can't.
The way
you said it was
lonely.
No, that's why you can do that. If I'm talking about calling to the bullpen and I'm married, we got a whole lot of different conversations to be having.
Lonely. Loser.
the FNJ fig stands for friend zone.
Wow.
We got more of Jay Figg's. More of Jay Figg's love
can
life.
Can I just say this? I don't think this conversation went like we were.
It didn't go well.
We went from calling the bullpen to Jay Figg is single.
Yeah, but she has a bullpen. That's what we're saying.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is not a knock on you,
Jennifer.
We're
almost out.
It really isn't. Listen, a lot of people don't say it, right? But if you're not exclusive to one person, then that means that your list of who you go with a concert with is larger than most, right? If you are if you have a relationship with somebody,
gotta start,
and then you don't go to the conversation with them, it's a different, like, yeah.
Hey, you don't got an ace. You don't have your Sandy Alcantara. Then you're the Tampa Bay Rays.
This is not a knock on you at all. It's just
not a knock on
you. That's what you are. You got a bullpen. You got, like,
stop saying that.
Look.
Yeah, she could go from right to left immediately if the righty doesn't. You don't text back immediately. Cropped.
Bring out the lefty.
Bring out the lefty.
We will be interviewing all members of Jay Figg's bullpen when we come back on the Tobin and Leroy show.